This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba unveils full-size statue of former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Bhattarai at the Water Treatment Centre premises of Melamchi Drinking Water Project in Sundarizal. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts chance of rain and snow for today with the impact of a low-pressure system. And Russian President Vladimir Putin meets generals as Russian missiles pound Ukrainian cities. Now, the news in detail. International Migrants Day is being observed today. The day is observed annually on December 18 to bring attention to the social and economic realities of migrants around the world. Nepal is marking International Migrants Day by organizing various programs for a week starting December 16th. This year, the day is being observed in Nepal with a theme of skill, capital and knowledge, entrepreneurship, employment and national pride. The day is observed to guarantee that the rights of migrants are equally respected and non-violated. In 1990, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and members of their families took into account the large and increasing number of migrants all over the world and proclaimed 18th of December as International Migrants Day. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has unveiled a full-size statue of former Prime Minister and saintly leader Krishna Prasad Bhattarai at the Water Treatment Centre premises of the Melamchi Drinking Water Project at Sundarizal, Kathmandu. Late Krishna Prasad Bhattarai, the Prime Minister of the Interim Council of Ministers formed after the People's Movement, envisioned bringing Melamchi water to Kathmandu 30 years ago. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba said that the long-term solution to the water supply problem is a priority of the government. Prime Minister Deoba added that he was very happy that the dream of Saint Leader Bhattarai to feed Melamchi water to Kathmandu residents has come true. On the occasion, Minister for Water Supply Umakant Chowdhury said that until the problem is solved in the long term, they are planning to distribute water in Kathmandu through temporary structures. Nepali Congress has called a meeting of its Central Work Execution Committee today to discuss on contemporary political issues. According to the party, the meeting will be held at the party's central office in Sanepa, Lalitpur, and is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Office bearers and members of the committee have been asked for their compulsory presence at the meeting. The Mohottari police have arrested the priest of Matihani Guthi in Mohottari district, Jagannath Das Vaishnav, on a fraud charge this morning. He has been accused of withdrawing 7 million rupees from Mega Bank by forging the signature of the Assistant Chief District Officer of the Mohottari district. The Superintendent of Police, Krishna Pangini, said Vaishnav reportedly withdrew the amount from his account banned by the government from the Rupandehi branch of Mega Bank. Vaishnav, who was held from the Lakshmi Narayan Monastery, was sent to Rupandehi for further investigations. A cold wave has started in western districts in the Tarai region with the plummeting temperature. Dense fog occurs in the morning, further worsening the cold. Normal life has been affected due to cold wave. The children and elderly have been hit hard by the cold wave. Children have started suffering from pneumonia and respiratory diseases with excessive colds. Locals have started lighting fires for warmth in the morning at different places. Although some warmth is felt in the daytime, it is chilly cold in the morning and evening which has made life difficult. Farmers have said vegetable crops has also been affected due to the cold wave. The cold wave have affected potatoes, tomatoes and other leafy vegetables. Moving on to sports now. France and Argentina are playing against each other in the final match of the FIFA World Cup 2022. France and Argentina both had won the tournament twice before. Argentina won the World Cup in 1978 and 1986, and France won the World Cup in 1998 and 2018. If France wins the World Cup, it will be France's two consecutive wins in World Cup football. The match will start at 8:45 p.m. Nepali time. Meanwhile, Croatia finished the World Cup in the third place, defeating Morocco with a 2-1 goal difference in the third position match held yesterday. A month-long world's biggest football tournament, FIFA World Cup 2022 Qatar, will end this evening amid a grand closing ceremony to be held at Lusail, iconic stadium of Qatar. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has met his military chiefs on the same day his forces launched another wave of missiles at Ukraine's infrastructure. It comes as some Ukrainian military officials claimed Russia was planning an offensive perhaps early next year. Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid have plunged millions into darkness. Ukrainian forces have made a series of major advances in recent months, including retaking Kherson, the only major city captured by Russian forces so far. In February, Russian troops advanced toward the Ukrainian capital Kiev after crossing the border from Belarus. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the power had been restored to nearly 6 million people after the latest wave of Russian strikes to hit the country's energy grid. Kiev Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the city's metro system had restarted and the water supply had been restored. Russia has launched more than 1,000 missiles and Iranian-made attack drones since the wave of strikes on power infrastructures began on 10th of October. China's largest city, Shanghai, has ordered most of its schools to take classes online as COVID cases soar. According to Shanghai's Education Bureau, nurseries and childcare centers will also shut from tomorrow. Restrictions were eased by Chinese authorities earlier this month following a wave of protest targeting China's zero-COVID strategy. But the easing of strict lockdown measures has led to growing concerns over the spread of COVID in China. Significant changes in the country's COVID testing and reporting systems have made it difficult to know just how widespread the virus has become, with data for a week ending 11th of December showing a fall in the total number of new infections across the country after peaking the previous week. But prior to the change in data collection, the number of cases was higher than the last COVID wave in April. Hospitals and medical facilities have come under increasing strain, with temporary health centers and intensive care facilities being set up across the country. There are concerns that China's health infrastructure is not prepared to cope with the rapid increase in patients, especially as COVID spreads among the elderly, many of whom are fully vaccinated. I beg your pardon, many of whom are not fully vaccinated. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said due to the influence of the low pressure system, there will be a partial to normal rain and snowfall in some places of the country today. There will be partial to normal rain in the mountainous areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, with a possibility of light snowfall at one or two places. The weather will be generally clear in the rest of the places. Some parts of the Terai are likely to have fog in the morning, with the possibility of temperature decreasing gradually in most parts of the country. The division has requested all to take necessary precautions to avoid cold. For tonight, the division has forecast there will be a partial to normal rain in hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly areas of the three provinces. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 7.7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 19.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba unveils full-size statue of former Prime Minister Krishna Prasad Bhattarai at the Water Treatment Centre premises of Melamchi Drinking Water Project in Sundarijal. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts chance of rain and snow for today with the impact of a low-pressure system. And Russian President Vladimir Putin meets generals as Russian missiles pound Ukrainian cities. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.